We are in the season of Advent, and Advent means coming, the coming of Jesus Christ. When a very important person is coming, we would usually prepare for his coming. And part of that preparation is the welcome reception. So this is the reason why we put the names in the tarpaulin, welcome to the community. So this is so in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, we welcome the most important person in our lives, our Savior, who is Jesus Christ. And so our preparation, our reception is not on the physical plane, but rather on the spiritual plane. We welcome Jesus in our hearts. And his coming is not for the sake of coming. He brings us something, and he brings us light. The prophet Isaiah, in our first reading today, reminds us that the Lord, who will come as a light, and he will come to the holy mountain of Zion, or Jerusalem. Jerusalem will radiate the light of the Lord. And because Jerusalem will radiate that light coming from the Lord, the surrounding nations will stream toward Jerusalem. They will be benefited by the light that Jerusalem is radiating, which is originally from the Lord. And this is in two ways. The nations who stream toward Jerusalem will be instructed in the ways of God. This is the wisdom of God. These people who come to Jerusalem will be taught by Jerusalem regarding or about the ways of God, that they should leave these ways, these teachings of God. Secondly, the instruments which had been used for wars, like sword and spear, will be converted in order for them, for the people to grow, not for destruction. Because the Lord who comes, who brings light, will offer positive things. And what are the positive things that the Lord who came as light? One is peace. People who live in conflict, people who live in bickerings, war, that should cease, because Jesus as light brings peace to their hearts instead of quarreling, instead of hatred. Jesus brings peace, and not only peace, wisdom, and not only wisdom, but productivity. Why? Because the people who live in sin have become unproductive in their lives. So Jesus, or the Lord who would come, would change this situation. People who are unproductive because they live in sin. When we sin, we are actually unproductive citizens. We are unproductive people. But thanks be to God, through his grace, he was able to change this. And so with the coming of Jesus, our life now becomes productive through his graces. This unproductivity is a sign of darkness, which St. Paul, in our second reading, the letter to the Romans, talks about. He said that we are in darkness, but we should not be desperate or hopeless because the day is dawning. So our life will not end in darkness, just like the cycle of the day and the night. Right? In between night and day, there is dawn. And that dawn is very, very beautiful. It means that the darkness of our life has come to an end. The darkness of sin has come to an end. And we will now savor the light that is coming from Christ. So this is, St. Paul is a bit hopeful. And that is actually the message of Advent. One of the candles there in our Advent wreath signifies hope. When our world lives in darkness of sin, oppression, discrimination, war, bickerings, poverty, injustice, let us not be desperate, but rather hopeful, because the Lord who comes as light will give us hope. And this is what St. Paul reiterates in his letter. So we can welcome Jesus as the light by shedding all these acts or deeds of darkness in our own personal life. Because we ourselves experience this darkness in our personal life. And so as we welcome Jesus, let us put off these deeds of darkness, hatred, drunkenness, carousing, all those worldly cares and anxieties, worldly concerns, according to St. Paul, put it off in order for you to welcome Jesus. Because as long as the darkness persists in your hearts, Jesus could not enter the very core of your being, which is your heart. Let us have. That's why this season, remember, dear brothers and sisters, and by the way, before I forget, usually in all the Catholic parishes throughout the world, every Advent season, we have this Advent recollection or reflection. I don't know if you're aware of this. Comes December 7 at 9 o'clock. Father Hugilon will give us a reflection to really attune us to the season of Advent. And not only this, the Church also encourages us to have the or to receive the sacrament of reconciliation. Because this is the only, I tell you, dear brothers and sisters, believe me, this is the only fitting and apt preparation for the coming of Christ when we cleansed our hearts of foul things through the sacrament of confession. It is there that we welcome Jesus. What I have said, we cannot allow Christ to enter into us if our hearts are filled with foul things due to sin. The gospel, because we know that the Lord comes in an unexpected way. 2 points in our gospel today. First, St. Matthew talks about what happened during the time of Noah. And perhaps all of you are aware of this. People during those times were so preoccupied, as many of us today. What is your preoccupation? What obsesses you? Where is your time devoted to? Remember that St. Matthew said, the Lord comes in an unexpected way. Just as what happened during the time of Noah. They were unconcerned about the coming of Jesus. They were caught unaware, unprepared, because their mind were focused on what? Eating, drinking, sexual perversion, all this material, all these worldly cares and activities, unconcerned of the coming of the Lord. And so Jesus, Matthew said, the Lord will come when you least expect it. That's why the right attitude for this is be awake. Be vigilant. Vigilance is also the message of Advent. Your mind and your heart must be ready, looking forward to the coming of Jesus, because we know, or we do not know rather, the time of his coming. Saint Matthew also made mention about the thief. At least nowadays, since we are in an advanced technology, our houses are equipped with CCTV to locate who is the burglar or is the one who is trying to ransack our house, especially when we are away. Saint Matthew made mention about this thief. If we are prepared for this thief, why can't we be prepared not for the spiritual thief, but for Jesus coming? If we are so engrossed with all this preparation, worldly preparation, why can't we be prepared spiritually for the very important person in our life, the coming of Jesus? So are we also, Matthew is also challenging each one of us, are we looking also for God's presence, even in the daily grind of our lives? Because through this, we see light, not only darkness in our lives. We see the light of Jesus in the midst of trials, in the midst of all that's happening in our life. And so we should develop hope, we should develop vigilance and preparedness.